New data show Montana ranks 20th for the overall well-being of its kids. The Annie E. Casey Foundation's Kids Count data book reports the state's making improvements among 16 key indicators, but lags in some critical ones. The data book shows more Montana kids live with parents who have stable employment, fewer are living in poverty or high poverty areas, and fewer kids live in single-parent households. Zanna Berg with the Montana Budget and Policy Center says despite improvements, at least 23,000 Montana children live in poverty, in households with incomes of about $30,000 for a family of four. That has a trickle-down effect on the kids.
What's the context where a child grows up? And that context really influences kind of the resources that are available to them.
The report shows the Montana teen birth rate is down, but the number of kids without health insurance is up. And that statistic is likely to continue to increase as Montana is aggressively removing families from pandemic-era Medicaid coverage. The report also shows poverty is disproportionately higher among Black and Indigenous people. While there are social and economic improvements for kids in Montana, almost three-quarters of eighth graders aren't proficient in math, and two-thirds of fourth graders are not reading at grade level. Those numbers haven't changed much since the last count, but Berg says given the pandemic-related disruptions in the education system, that may be a silver lining.
The fact that we're not seeing sharp rise in the number of children who are below proficient, I think that's in some ways a good thing. At the same time, we're also not seeing much progress, right? And so the reality is still very similar for kids now compared to 2019.
Berg remains convinced there are policy solutions to address the areas where Montana isn't doing enough to support its kids. She notes some of the low scores, even the ones beyond reading proficiency and Medicaid enrollment, are the result of the pandemic. This is Mark Moran for Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.